me. All right, keep letting us know what your thoughts are. You can interact with us via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line. And you can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. There is a news article that has been shared in relation to this particular story on our Facebook page. So when you head over there, you can leave a comment and give us your thoughts on this particular story. This is where we'll leave it for now. Thank you for your messages and for the calls. Just to see some more messages in reaction to the transports you could possibly use. But we'll leave it at that for now. The main news at 8 is up next. The time is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. State House says President Hichilema's choice of transport not a matter of public concern. Zaka urges government to address rising consumer costs. And in global news, Israeli military says the first stages of assault on Gaza City have begun. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaga says President Hakainde Hichilema is at liberty to use any mode of transport to attend to his official engagements. Mr. Hamasaga has emphasized that the mode of transportation used by the head of state should not be a matter of public concern, as what matters most is the purpose and outcome of the president's engagements. Reacting to public concerns about the president's mode of transport during his recent engagements, Mr. Hamasaga has clarified that the presidential jet is currently not in use due to routine maintenance, leading to the continued use of ProFlight Airways by the head of state. The Zambia Association of Consumers, ZACA, is calling on government to take a more aggressive stance on policies aimed at addressing the increasing costs faced by consumers. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala states that the current economic conditions are unfavorable for consumers, with rising prices affecting household budgets and production costs. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakala has expressed concern over a potential increase in water tariffs, warning that it would further burden consumers. Mr. Sakala is of the view that government should only consider raising water tariffs once the economy has stabilized.
But we have these small issues that come up, and these are the things that are making even manufacturers unable to bring down the cost of production, because now you have water tariffs going up, we have electricity which is going up, then we have the bank rates or interest rates, so to speak, and we have other taxes which are affecting them. These put together, they cannot bring down even the cost of production down, because they've been going up. So the issue is, as much as government will talk about rising standards. There is other costs that they are doing, which the manufacturer and any other person are incurring, bringing the cost of living higher.
New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has disclosed that the United Front, under which the United Kwacha Alliance, UKA, belongs, will in the coming weeks announce its flag bearer for the 2026 general elections. Ms. Kateka has told Phoenix News in an interview that a committee is currently working on the modalities that will guide the selection of the alliance's presidential candidate. She says while it is unclear how many individuals will express interest in leading the alliance, she is confident in the pool of talented politicians within the coalition. Ms. Kateka believes settling on a credible candidate will not be a challenge, as each member of the alliance has the potential to be a formidable force in the elections, making the selection process crucial for the coalition's success.
The process is the same for all the alliances. You choose a torchbearer, which will be in the next couple of weeks, will be choosing a torchbearer and progressing towards the election. That will come through a bit later because at the moment a committee is working on the modalities of how we choose the torchbearer. So people haven't said, you know, this one, you can only guess who will be interested, but it's not something I would go to the press with. You don't need time to sell that person because all the presidential candidates that are going to, the personalities are known. It's not like this is a new person who's coming and now you have to sell that person.
The Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, says it is enhancing its security and integrity measures to accommodate the growing number of investors on the capital market. The commission, during the review of the second quarter of the year, noted that the number of investors participating in the capital markets was over 1.1 million, a significant increase from 120,000 5 years ago, and is working to create a more business-friendly environment. SEC Chief Executive Officer Philip Chitalwa, has told Phoenix News that the commission is developing a new, more efficient system for vetting professionals, including formalizing memorandum of understanding, MOUs, with law enforcement and security agencies, such as the Zambia Police, to streamline the security clearance process. Mr. Chitalu says the new MOUs will clearly define operational procedures for security clearances, allowing for a more efficient and predictable process. He is optimistic that these agreements will address existing security gaps and facilitate the licensing process for legitimate professionals.
Sometimes history repeats itself, right? Somebody ran away from another country, they did a fraudulent transaction. It's a possibility that they can do it here again. So we would want to protect the investors by ensuring that we do not admit people who are not fit and proper. Get to security people's names, details, to most, if not all, the security agencies. We use that as part of our decision-making process to see whether you are fit or not.
In global news, the Israeli military says it has begun the preliminary actions of a planned ground offensive to capture and occupy all of Gaza City and already has a hold on its outskirts. A military spokesperson said troops were already operating in the Zaytun and Jabalia areas to lay the groundwork for the offensive, which Defense Minister Israel Katz approved on Tuesday and which will be put to the Security Cabinet later this week. About 60,000 reservists are being called up for the beginning of September to free up active duty personnel for the operation. The BBC now reports on this and other global stories.
The Israeli army says the first stage of its assault on Gaza City is underway, with troops establishing a foothold on the outskirts. A million Palestinians have already endured days of relentless bombardment. State legislators in Texas have approved a bitterly divisive bill that redraws electoral boundaries in favor of the Republican Party. The new map is designed to take 5 seats in the U.S. Congress from the Democrats in crucial midterm elections next year. 13 people have been arrested in Mexico in connection with the high-profile murder of two aides to the mayor of Mexico City in May.
This is the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. whole new light for radio. Radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is